it really makes me crazy, but I have no other choice, but I have to do it. And, you know, everybody was a little upset that he vetoed the growth zone bill. Now, the only thing I'm going to say about this is that, you know, I thought it was a decent idea, even though I'm not big on giving a lot of perks. And, you know, the state of New Jersey has offered, what, $7 billion to Amazon. You probably see now where all Newark is in the running. We never thought they were coming to Atlantic County, of course. I don't even know if I hope they come there, because the amount of money they want to give these people, I think, is absolutely insane. But I realized that they were going to go somewhere. They were going to go near the Newark International Airport, not our airport. Now, Christie said originally he vetoed it because it was hastily done. According to Levinson, he said that they spent a lot of time on this bill. But then, as it turned out, Christie came back with another reason, and he said actually he wasn't only just pushed too quickly, but it was actually that they had perks in the bill for Camden, Passaic, Patterson, and Trenton. So I know Mr. Risley's on today, King, so if you could mark it down, because I don't know if Christie's just lying, just to use this as an excuse that why he vetoed this bill. But we need to ask Mr. Risley, is it true that the growth zone bill also was going to extend benefits to Camden, Passaic, Patterson, and Trenton? And according to Mr. Christie, you know, the state couldn't afford it. Well, the state can't afford anything. It's more bankrupt than Atlantic City, and we're so severely bankrupt. So if that's the case, even though I don't like Fongboy, I can kind of understand what he did in vetoing that. If he just vetoed it to slap us in the face because he doesn't like us because we're suing over the pilot bill, then he's just the scumbag I always said he was. The worst thing, though, that he did, and I probably wouldn't have even done this segment if it wasn't for the fact he just put exclamation points on the example that I've talked about of what a bad politician was and how he hurt the state of New Jersey so much. And for those of you, and there was only a couple left, that blindly followed him to the end, and I feel bad because he spit on you on his way out the door. And, you know, and my segment, I named this segment, it's not the party, it's the person. And I've always felt myself, you know, and I, you know, folks know I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a Republican, I can't stand both parties. And I vote for either party, you know. I'll probably vote for Van Drew for Lobiondo's seat, and I vote for Chris Brown. So it doesn't matter to me, Democrat or Republican, it matters to me about the person. And some people here in this community, they blindly followed, you know, whether the person was a Republican or a Democrat, to hell. And they did it with Mazzeo. I point to the fact that now there's 18 pages of foreclosures on Monday. 18 pages of people losing their homes all because of Mazzeo. He sponsored the pilot bill. We're suing over the pilot bill. We even have callers from this station that, you know, a great guy. I hear him. He called you last couple weeks ago, King, talking about how he's losing his home. These aren't deadbeat people. These are people that, you know, had a terrible 30 months. Like I said, no matter what job you had, you couldn't pay the bills. It wasn't your fault. There was no business here. Casinos closed. Highest taxes in the world. So many people, you know, fall of their own, are losing their homes through the fault, though, of people like Vince Mazzeo, who sponsored a pilot bill not allowing the casinos to pay their fair share of taxes. And it's just illegal, and it makes you sick because the judge hasn't made a decision yet, and he should have been able to make a decision in 2 hours, so it doesn't make me feel very good here. So, you know, it just goes on and on what these politicians have done to us. And, you know, so I say don't blindly follow someone just because of the party, like you've done with Mazzeo, second highest vote getter in Atlanta County, and even with Christie. So here's what Christie did before he left. It's going to cost the state millions of dollars. So forget about the growth zone bill. He took one of his friends, a longtime political ally, former Camden mayor, Dana Redd, and he got her a job at CEO of Rowan University in Camden, ladies and gentlemen, making $275,000 so she could pad her pension. But worse than that, he then signs a bill, Bill S, and you can look this up, -3620/A-5322, which allows certain elected officials, friends of his and Mr. Norcross, to re-enroll in a pension system they were kicked out of when they switched offices following the enactment of 2007 law. The bill's primary benefit, as I said, is Red, his friend that he got the job at Rowan for. But her pension was frozen when she was elected to the mayor's office in 2010 after having served on city council. And she was forced to enroll in a less generous defined contribution system. But this is also to help the Camden County official. The bill went forward, and it padded the pensions for politicians in Camden County. And that's Norcross, Camden County. So that's why I say he spit on everybody and cost the state millions of dollars on the way out the door. And just one more kind of funny thing to show how everybody can't stand him, including myself. If you didn't hear this one, he goes to Newark Airport the other day, and he still wants special treatment because he thinks he was the governor. Well, he was the governor, but he was a horrible, vile governor. And you know what they told him at Newark Airport? You ain't nothing but a thong boy. They said, no special treatment for you, pal. And he didn't get any special treatment. He thought he deserved it. He's going to find out that he's going to have to leave this state people aren't stupid. He's hated. I mean, people are going to be calling him out wherever he goes now, and he's probably not going to have all these people protecting him anymore, so he better just get the hell out of here for what he's done.
Right, they sent him to the back of the line, right?
Exactly right, and that's all he deserved to be, is the back of the line for what he did. And once again, on his way out the door, he cost the taxpayers in New Jersey millions of dollars to pad pensions and, you know, in a bankrupt state for Norcross's friends, which just shows you what I've always said, that, you know, he took his orders from a Democratic power broker. So I feel bad for the few of you who still followed him down the path of hell, just like many of you who followed Nasir down the path of hell. Remember, the segment, the bulk of this story, my moral of this story is it's the person, not the party. So remember
and,
that. Okay.
Yeah, no, and then, you know, his legacy. I was going to say, did he have the beach chair with him so he could stand in line? I mean, his legacy, he really became like a cartoon character at some point, even going on late night comedy shows and eating donuts and stuff like that. But I mean, his legacy of closing the beaches down and then showing up, and that picture just shows up everywhere and is hilarious, of him with the big shorts and the hat and sitting in the beach chair. Unfortunately, our former governor is just a caricature at this point.
You know, this is why we have the highest taxes in the state of New Jersey. And he helped it. That's why, how can you respect this guy? He's cost everybody millions of dollars. He wasn't good for New Jersey. He was just a typical New Jersey politician as to why people are leaving the state. And if you think millennials are moving to Atlantic City anytime soon, there was just a story out. Millennials are actually moving to, like, Florida and the Carolinas because property taxes are penny on the dollars there. I mean, who the hell is going to move to a place where they have the highest property taxes and crime is running rampant? It's just insane. So anyway, I'll get to the casinos now before we go on. AC to probe report of crumbling Atlantic Club. Isn't this a sin? And we've said before, if it wasn't for Gingoli and they wanted to make sure he made a whole lot of money, how could you have not included this building, the Atlantic Club, in the Stockton Project, when you see right next door there at the Stockton Project, they build a parking garage, which the Atlantic Club has. They built rooms, which the Atlantic Club has. I mean, they have cafeterias for a song because, I mean, I think TCM, Claridge, only paid like $13 million for it. They might have sold it for even less just to get rid of it because it's falling apart and they're probably paying taxes on it, I guess. So I don't know if this became part of the pilot. I don't think it did. So they may be paying, you know, separate taxes on it. So at this point, they don't want it. They just can't sell it to anybody. So, and even now, maybe, that Stockton might as well buy it at this point, or the state for Stockton, and do something with it, because it's falling apart. They're probably just going to tear it down. But before that ever happened, they should have saved a lot of money on the Stockton project, and it should have been part of the building. Remember how this all worked out. You know, there was a judge that actually gave the building to the lower bidder, which was Carl Icahn and Caesars. There was a higher bidder that, you know, if they had given it to that person, that could still be a business there maybe. Now, I don't know if it would have been a casino, but maybe it would have been a hotel or something. Instead, they awarded it for some strange reason, or I guess we know what happens in this area, to Caesars and Carl Icahn, and then they shut it down, and it's never been open since. We've had a few proposals for water parks, and then this past October, TCM said they were going to sell it to somebody. TCM's people, if you don't know, they own the Claridge, but they're letting this place fall to hell. Just like, you know, what happened over with the Trump Organization with the Plaza and the Taj and the Marina, and kind of Caesars is doing that with Bally's and what they did with Showboat. And it's just a sin. It really should have been part of the Stockton Project. It would have saved millions of dollars. You know, I think a lot of money is wasted on Stockton Project, especially the bringing South Jersey gas here, because that makes no sense at all, because, again, we're not creating jobs, we're just moving jobs, and anybody will tell you that's just stupid. And why pay tax credits for just moving jobs? If you're going to pay tax credits, at least give them tax credits to somebody for creating jobs and not creating jobs, South Jersey industry. So that's another big scam. But I just thought it was sad when I saw the story of the Atlantic Club falling down when it should have been part.
I mean, it seems obvious that, you know, they wanted to do the new construction.
Right.
But when you look at formerly Hilton and formerly Atlantic Club, it was actually the Golden Nugget. Steve Wynn had an amazing casino there, and one of the great Steak Charlie's, one of the great steakhouses in Atlantic City as well. But that's the ancient past. But, I mean, Frank, you have a building that could have had classes. You already had rooms for dorms or
parking
you know, whatever. You got a parking garage, and it's pretty obvious.
And
they wanted
a parking garage.
And look, I drive past that Stockton project almost every day. It is exciting. I mean, it is exciting to have that stuff. But come on, use your brain here. And like you said, now that the thing's falling apart, And the only reason people know that is because they're getting hit in the head with stuff. And they're like, what the hell's going on here? You know?
I guess they don't get the same inspections the Irish pub does by the DCA,
I guess the
right?
DCA just, they yeah. just pass
selective
by them.
Selective enforcement. We call it selective enforcement. Rebels in the paper again. Glenn Straub, he owns a lot of property. He owns more than 60 properties in the resorts, just so you know. I don't believe they're going to actually name him to be any type of developer after what he did. But, you know, I said a lot of people are still posting bad things about him. I said he did two great things for Atlantic City. One, he bought Revel, because you got to realize it may have never been bought up by anybody, and that could be another thing falling apart and getting torn down. And the other good thing was he did finally sell Revel, and that was also good. Just so you know, Polo North owns 43 properties in the South Inlet section of the city, according to state property records. One of the largest properties is a nearly acre-sized parcel near the boardwalk on Rhode Island Avenue. Straub purchased that open lot, once valued at $2.8 million. You can see what happened to property values here, ladies and gentlemen. $367,000, that's what it went down to. So you can see we're all paying taxes on buildings that aren't worth what they used to be anymore because of the revalve that we don't have here yet. Straub bought the building for $82 million, as you know, and he sold it. So I'm going to guess he's going to make probably over $100 million. So not so stupid, is he? You know, everybody criticized the guy, but he is what he is. He's a guy who buys, you know, kind of properties that are having a problem, and he hangs out and he waits until the right time comes along, and he makes a lot of money. You know, you can't
he did the power plant deal. He doesn't do that deal. That building's just going to sit there and rot. So.
Like I said, he bought it and he sold it. So they were the two good things that I saw he did for Atlantic City. He liked to buy Bader Field and Boardwalk Hall, and of course, I don't think that's going to happen. But what I will say is Boardwalk Hall, you know, should be sold. Also, they said...
Yeah, I want Straub to buy Atlantic City Racetrack and bring that back. Because he has polo horses, he could stable them out there.
Now, he's talking about the boardwalk being addressed, hooked up to Gardner's Basin. I think that's a great thing. I mentioned that before. It's going to be really nice for the area. And of course, he knows about Hard Rock and Ocean Resort, so he knows what's going to happen at those places. So basically, he's interested in that area, and he's probably going to be able to turn that property over for a lot of money. Blasting owns a lot of property, or the people he fronts for owns a lot of property there. And basically, I think that Straub eventually will move the property and probably leave town. I don't ever see him going to open anything up. I do have a couple of exciting things to tell you, though, about both of these properties. I guess you can call them breaking news. I unfortunately can't give you names, and you'll understand why, because you can't sometimes break confidence when people come and have meetings at the Irish pub. As King reported, Roger Gross did report that Mr. Giuliano was let go. Now, on timeline here, and you can see how we were played by Mr. Straub for a while, Giuliano was hired by this Colorado company, because that's who was paying him, way, way before we even knew this Colorado company existed. So apparently this deal was, you know, kind of in the works for a long time. They just didn't announce it, and they just kind of played with us for a while. Then, lo and behold, last week they let Giuliano go. Now, listen, you own something. It's your prerogative. I don't understand why they did it. The guy does have a lot of experience. I think Caesars, Trump Plaza. He left the Sands to come here. And I'm sure they had to give him a nice severance package or a nice salary to leave. But for whatever reason, they didn't want him anymore. Now, you know, Mr. Gross, he was kind of very upset about this, and he said it was bad for Atlantic City, bad for Rebel. But I want people to rest assured. A funny thing happened on the way to the forum. This week at the Irish pub, who has a lunch meeting at the Irish pub, ladies and gentlemen, King Arthur? And Mr. Giuliano was the CEO. That was his title there until they let him go. The new CEO of Rebel is here. He is in town. He was hired, and he had lunch at the Irish pub. Now, I can't reveal his name. It may not be a household name to you. And I'm not going to tell you whether he was working here right now or he's been brought in from out of town. What I will tell everybody, to rest assured, he is a veteran in the casino industry. So, Mr. Gross, if he doesn't know this, or maybe he does know by now, it's not some novice, so you don't have to be worried about that he's not going to know what he's doing. Again, this guy owns the building D-Fit from Colorado. It's up to him of who he hires, and this is who he feels comfortable with at this point. And the owners of the Irish pub had a nice meeting with him. You know what they talked about? Not so much about the casino industry. They were all excited about Joe DiMaggio. Everybody comes to the pub, they want to talk about Joe DiMaggio. But they did tell the owners of the Irish pub and everybody that they do plan on opening in the summer. And, you know, they seem like decent people who know what they're doing. So we're going to take them for their word. And I just wanted to pass that news on that, you know, people shouldn't be that depressed. And I said before, as good as Mr. Giuliano is supposed to be, I don't think one person is going to make the difference if that casino does well. And I think it's going to be your staff, your marketing, how you're going to develop players, because you don't really have a book. And Giuliano had good experience, but so does this gentleman. He has experience. So, again, for whatever reasons, there's a new guy there, but he is experienced, so rest assured that. The other exciting news is that there's going to be a big name announced soon coming to Hard Rock. I can't announce who that is either, but that name you're going to know. That is a name that everybody's going to know in Atlantic City. Local guy, come home. He's back here now, but they just don't want to announce it yet. And I actually talked to his sister yesterday. I'm on a first-name basis with him. Talked to the casino, worked at a casino with him many years ago. And the good news about this guy coming in is it means that we're going to have a lot of special events and exciting entertainment here in Atlantic City, and we're so excited. We're so on the threshold of, you know, good things with 5,000 jobs coming back. And I don't know if people realize how important, not just the tourists that are going to be coming here in the hotel rooms, but it's like a mini convention that'll be back in Atlantic City every day. We lost that. All the merchants and everybody lost 5,000 people, jitney drivers, everybody that work in Atlantic City that aren't there anymore that will be coming back to Atlantic City. So, you know, now I have to get kind of all the, like, the depressing news of Atlantic City. And the depressing news is so important because we got to get rid of the depressing news. We got to make things better because the things I just told you about, well, what's going to happen at Revel and Hard Rock and everything, you know, are just going to be great for Atlantic City, you know, Hyatt Ocean Resort or whatever it's going to be, and of course, Hard Rock with all the kind of entertainment and things they're going to have. You know, it's really going to be a great opportunity. And I think the last opportunity, I don't know if we're going to get any more opportunities, and this darn state, I think, wants to screw it just because they want to make sure they're here, but they want to get rid of us. You know, they don't want the homeowners that are here now here anymore. They don't want the Irish pub here anymore. You know, again, this week I had somebody tell me that in a government building in this city, I won't mention the government agency, but you can figure out who it is because they're in charge, there are pictures of St. James Place without the Irish pub. So these whores think that we're leaving, and we're not leaving. You know, we're going to fight for our rights, and you people out there got to fight for your rights. So that's why it's so important. And the next stories we get to are kind of so important, you know, because if they don't clean things up and do things right, we're going to blow this opportunity that we have here with these new casinos opening. So it's so important. So, again, here we are this week with the crime problems again. And it just goes over and over and over again. But I want to thank the press of Atlantic City because you can see they've been listening. Listen to what they said here, King. Atlantic City already is behind in preparing for its renaissance. They're calling it a new renaissance. It's true. Ideally, the city, state, and county officials would have made more progress making it a clean and safe place. Well, see, the press even knows this now. Some prominent lawyers were in town this week, and, you know, they, I guess they listen too, and they're agreeing with us now. So everybody's agreeing with us now. They see that this crime has to be cleaned up. And, you know, I think this DCA, they're so criminal at this point, as you can see, that I believe they've actually done this because they're still trying to push for that county police. And I think they're trying to make it so unsafe here that, you know, they're going to then come in and say, well, see, look what happened. It's so bad that the Atlantic City Police Department can't handle it, and we're going to have a county police-wise force here. You know, I mean, remember a couple of years ago what happened, folks? We have students from, I believe it was Russia, and the boy's walking his girl home from work one night. It's around midnight in the summer, and the boy's shot and killed. And that's why I'm concerned about Stockton. What, they're not going to shoot and kill these kids because they're from Stockton? You don't think these scumbags, they know that we got a college open up. These kids are going to have expensive cell phones and jewelry and money in their pockets and credit cards and stuff. You don't think these people know that? They're looking forward to that, and that's why we have to clean this up. This state is so bad, they're willing to sacrifice a few students to make their point. They don't care about people's children. They don't care about having less people on the streets and leaving it unsafe for us. They don't care about having less firemen and making it dangerous for people living in high-rises. How about these poor merchants? You know, merchants, again, this week, it was on the 1800 block of Atlantic Avenue calling out to the police to come. And the merchants are scared because they call the police, and then these criminals know that they called the police, and then their lives are in danger. And they get to the 1800 blocks, it's in the middle of the day, and there are people there selling drugs, and they have guns. I'm out on the street this week, and I had two incidents, and I don't go out, you know, I'm 11, 12 o'clock. I always have the same amount of time that I go out and do my errands when I have to go through the city of Atlantic City. I'm on South New York Avenue, and there's always a couple of drug dealers there, unfortunately, anymore. That's why I know they haven't cleaned the streets up yet. You know, I got a prostitute in front of St. James and Pacific. There's drug dealers that work, I think, 4 or 5 hour shifts in front of Tennessee and Pacific. In fact, if you ever notice, there's a Chinese restaurant that's been there for about 100 years. Over the years, they've had to block their front door entrance and make the entrance on the side because they know nobody's going to walk past the drug dealers. So, you know, we want these businesses to make it on Tennessee Avenue, but they're not going to make it. We're not knowing it's going to make it if we have stinking drug dealers and prostitutes standing on the corners just hanging out over there, you know. So, you know, this week, drug dealers calling after me. They're calling me Poppy. I hear them discussing how old I am. I don't know if they're deciding, am I old enough or worse enough to shoot us? I don't know. But this is what goes on. Then I'm on another incident. I'm out in Pacific Avenue, and two gangbangers are, I guess they're getting into a fight. Now, not with me. I'm minding my own business, but they're fighting with each other, and they're saying they're going to blow each other away. And I'm saying, well, dear God, let me get the heck out of the way before they start shooting. But, you know, hey, I'm in my mid-60s, but what about the kids from Stockton? I keep pointing to them. How are you opening up a college with all this stuff that's going on here? It's absurd. It has to be cleaned up. And, you know, and I'll say to the Atlantic City Police Department, well, you're playing into their hands a little bit, because why at this point don't we have foot patrols at that area around where Fox Manor is at? And, dear God, I hope they got under control this weekend at least and get those people inside that place, because you got the Disney on Ice there. It would be a shame to make the people with families see that garbage hanging out in front of that place, you know? So there'd be foot patrols there. Why aren't there foot patrols on the Pacific Avenue near me? And why aren't there steady foot patrols on the 1800 block, because you're going to get people that own businesses there are going to get shot and killed because, you know, these bad guys know that they're the ones that are calling the police and their lives are in jeopardy, you know? So this is a sin that this is going out here. And I believe it's being done so they can make a point that we need a countywide police department. And that's why we don't have enough police to pay, you know, because they've basically stolen all the money to DCA. And, you know, and I still believe that's where, you know, Mel Taylor's talking about Chiasa. I still believe we'll get to all this today with him, that that's where, you know, he's getting paid from. But just to get back to the crime, if the crime is not brought under control, none of this will work. No one's going to come here, certainly not to live, but they're not even going to come back again after they go to Hard Rock a couple of times. They're going to end up going back to the stinking marina, because just like they went after everything closed, because they're going to be afraid to walk around the streets. Like I said, I'm very careful. I can handle myself, but this is no place to have a college right now. I'm happy the college isn't open yet, and I hope before they open it that they're going to do something about this. But I guarantee you, my feelings are the state is doing this on purpose. Now, I did want to mention something about human trafficking. There was a meeting this week, and then yesterday in the mail, I actually received a letter, you know, and King Arthur and I really have been preaching about human trafficking. And, wow, it seems like we have the whole state looking at it now, where they actually, for every hotel and motel worker now in the state of New Jersey, you actually have to be kind of certified in a course on human trafficking. I will now have to, you know, my employees this year when they come back, and not just me, but every hotel in the state of New Jersey now, I'll have to go online, show them this video. They have to register that they saw the video, and you know, this is a good thing. Now, I'm going to tell you, the Irish pub doesn't have that kind of clientele, not in our rooming house or, you know, in our regular hotel. We don't have human trafficking. We don't have prostitution, drugging. But I will tell you, there are a lot of places in this city. And, you know, Mel was talking about how they haven't done anything for the north side of town under the CRDA. And he mentioned the tourism district. Of course, we only have a ghetto district. We don't have a tourism district. But they haven't done a lot. They really hurt the south side, too, because of putting all the criminals out of prison. You know, that voucher program, they actually put them in the rooming houses on the south side, so that really killed the south side. So we do have human trafficking going on in a lot of these rooming houses, so it's going to be curious if they're going to actually join in. And what will happen when you are inspected by the DCA, and you know, boy, we're all inspected by the DCA, they will then check your records, and you know, you're going to have a list there of the employees that they saw the film and that worked for the hotel and everything. So I wanted to mention that. So they're getting very serious, and you see what a big problem we had here with human trafficking that, you know, King and I started, you know, talking about it, you know, months and months ago, and now it's at the forefront here in Atlantic City. So well, I mean, that I mean, am Frank, happy about, because human beings being sold makes me sick to my stomach.
No, I mean, Frank, you actually witnessed, you know, someone discussing selling another person. We even had a caller say that her daughter walked up on the boardwalk.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, and was basically being propositioned to be sold and all this. I mean, it is horrific what's been going on. We have the top of the hour news.
Yeah,
and I know
I hit the mark. Perfect. I ended that, and I'm ready for the next segment. When we come back, we're going to talk all about the scam that's going on and the lies of Don. Oh, my God, the next stuff. Call your neighbors, because you're going to want to hear about this, because the DCA and Don Guardian, as far as I'm concerned, committed crime. So if you're an Atlantic City taxpayer, call your neighbors and get them to listen to the next segment. You're going to want to hear this.